It's good to see everyone. Also, September the 11th, on Sunday, water baptism service. 11th, a water baptism service. So we're two. We know God is working. God is moving. Jesus rescued me.
Every Tell you a song this morning that Jesus, good song, good words. How true it is. Book of Romans, if you have your Bibles this morning, I'd like to read some verses of scripture there in the book of Romans, chapter number 14, if you have your Bibles. Book of Romans, chapter number 14, let's begin reading verse number 5. One man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord, and he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth God thanks. None of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. So whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. So whether we live, therefore die, we are the Lord's.
Yes.
And to this end Christ both died and rose and revived that he might be the Lord, both of the dead and living. Why dost thou judge thy brother? Why dost thou set naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give an account to himself, to God. If we look back to verse number 5, I'd like to take the amen for the verse, latter part of that verse, in verse number 5, where he said, let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. My message by God's help this morning is simply, fully persuaded. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just pray with me and for me that God will manifest himself here in the service today. Heavenly Father, we're surely dependent upon you through the power of the Holy Ghost. We love you, Lord. We're ever more thankful for the presence of God. We come to know that Jesus did come to rescue us and died for us. Amen. That we can be redeemed. We're bought with a price. We're bought by the blood of Christ. Thank you, Lord, for the redemption plan of salvation. Thank you, Lord, for the work of sanctification, the Holy Ghost that we need in this service today. I pray, Lord, that this message, God, be applied to our hearts today, God, that we can know that within ourselves that we're fully persuaded. Amen. Lord, is touch every heart, meet every need. Let thy servant be hidden behind the cross that the glory may be revealed in this service. We love you, Lord, thanking you for your blessings and all that you shall accomplish here today. We love you, Lord, thanking you and praising you for another opportunity. Amen. To minister the word of God. Know that there's power of this gospel to everyone that believeth. Do touch us, Lord, and what is ever accomplished here, we will forevermore praise you. And everyone that loved the Lord said amen.
Amen.
And you may be seated. We read here in this verse of scripture referring to the special feast days concerning the Old Testament ceremonial law and what Paul was saying here. Amen. He said, whether we live, we will live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. So whether we live, therefore we die, we do belong to the Lord. Amen. Amen. And every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess to God. It's no more what Jeff was saying, you know, in Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed a man wants to die and after this, the judgment. So we know, praise God, that every one of us is going to give an account to God one day, that we as Christians shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ and we'll be judged, amen, according to the deeds that we have done in this body, whether good or bad. Amen. So we know one day we shall be judged according to the works that we do. But I'm glad to know the scripture said without faith works is dead. And I'm glad to know, oh yes, that according to our faith that we have in God, we desire to be what God desires for us to be in Christ. It's no more, amen, that we're enjoying the blessings of God. We have this joy that's been birthed in our hearts once we're saved, and we know what it is to have this joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. Once we come and we have received Christ, we are a saved people, a happy people. If Paul would therefore say, and I have learned therefore to be content, whatever state that I am, I have learned to be well with content. Amen. Paul was a man that was contented. He was a man to uplift, amen, Christ in his ministry, to preach him crucified. Amen. Preach him according to the death of the cross, that he is, amen, praise God, that propitiation, amen, for our sins, that substitute that he died, amen, for all men to come to know the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Aren't you thankful, God, amen, that the Lord has saved you and filled you, amen, no more in what the Christian can experience, and what he said here in Romans 15:13, now the God of peace to you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm glad to know that joy is in my heart. Amen. Praise God. I come to know the fullness of joy in what Jesus was speaking about in St. John 15. Amen. That you shall have joy and that your joy shall be made full. And I'm glad to know I have the joy in my heart in living this Christian life. Amen. What Paul was saying, let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. As Paul is referring here in these verses of Scripture in chapter 14 and 15, we can learn to know what Paul was saying. He went on to say this, I know and I am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. Amen. He went on to say, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace in the Holy Ghost. He went on to say in chapter number 15, verse number 14, I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that you also shall have full of goodness, filled with all knowledge. Amen. Able also to admonish one another. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written, amen, the more boldly unto you in some sort is putting you in mind because of the grace that is given to me of God, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. As a man had asked me just a few days ago, he said, preacher, what do you believe? I say I'm full Pentecost. I believe the work of the book of Acts, don't you? It's just alive today as it was then. Amen. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, that every Christian shall come to know that there is a gift of God given to all men. What the promise is given to us is given to you and your children. Amen. To them as afar off as many as our Lord our God shall call. And I'm glad to know that we do have the power. He said this sanctifying power. It's joy and peace and believing through the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what Paul's reason was writing here to the Romans. He said, I am that minister to the Gentiles. I come to minister the gospel of God. He said, I'm persuaded of all these things, whether we speak of death or whether we speak of life. He said, I am persuaded. He said, I come to please God. I'm writing this unto you, that we shall have patience and all consolation and be like-minded toward Christ. Amen. That we can be of one mind. Amen. With our mouth to glorify God. Why should we glorify Him? Because we've been changed. Our life has been made anew. We're fresh in the power of the Holy Ghost that we have received. Amen. We're new creatures in Jesus Christ. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. I want to be no more what Paul was saying. I'm fully persuaded. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to believe God. I have the Holy Ghost. I have joy. I have peace. I have everything that Christ has given to me. Why shouldn't I be content? Why shouldn't I be happy? Why cannot I have the fullness of joy? Why can't I be happy in my journey? Why can't I walk in the presence of the Holy Ghost? Why can't I have God helping me and enlighten me to His Word? That's what Paul was saying. In the Word of God, we shall be helped. I come for the Gentiles. I'm going to glorify God. I'm going to win souls to Christ. He said, if I can just save one, in other words, if I can just lead one to the cross of Christ, it'd be worth all that I have suffered for Christ in His name. Amen. That's the cost. Amen. For the gospel, church. It's the cause for this gospel. We're here to lead people. We're ambassadors of Christ. We're to be a main witness. We're a light upon a hill. We're the salt of the earth. Amen. We're everything that God would have us to be. That's why we can be a true witness. It's because we're fully persuaded of what we're doing for God. Our lives has been changed. He changed my mind. I got my foot on the rock. I got my mind made up. Hallelujah. I'm going to serve Him. Amen. Praise God. And that's what Paul wants us to come to know here in this verse of Scripture. We're not to judge our brother. Amen. Praise God. We're not to send him occasion or stumbling block in his way. We're to help our brother. If he said in Galatians 6, amen, he said, if you see your brother overtaken in the fault, which are spiritual, restore such with, amen, restore such a one with the spirit of meekness. Meekness is one of the fruits of the Spirit. He said, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. He said, a law in the Spirit. Amen. Once we know the nine fruits of the Spirit, once we've had a changed life, once we know what we are in Christ Jesus, you got to know what you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. You got to know where you stand. Amen. What you have in Christ, what God's given to you. Take your talents, take your abilities, do all for the glory of God. I'm fully persuaded whether anybody else does it, I need to do it. If I don't do it, God's going to send somebody else to do it. So I got to do what God, amen, would have me to do because I desire to obey God. I want to receive the fullness of God. I want to be blessed in the power. Amen. He's made it in me, church. If I can't be a witness, this now. Amen. If I can't be an ambassador for Christ now, it's the last day church. It's still the same power. And God wants to let His church know, His people know, we can still be a witness. We can let our light so shine before men. Yes, we can. We can let the gospel shine in our lives. And the word of God to help and exhort and to do what we can to encourage the wayward traveler in our walk with the Lord. The 11, let's give you a good hand clap of praise this morning. Paul went on to say, he said, through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God.
Right.
He said in Acts 1 and 8, he said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall be witnesses unto me. In Judea and Samaria and Jerusalem to the uttermost parts of the earth, why can we not be a witness for Christ? Amen. When I told a man a few days ago that I'm full of Pentecost, he said, like the other man that asked me on the phone, are you a Trinitarian? I thought, what's a Trinitarian? Believing in the Trinity, the Godhead. You know? I never have heard that word before. I don't think I have. He said, are you a Trinitarian? He said, are you that oneness? I said, no, I'm not the oneness. Amen. Praise God. I says, no more what Christ had taught for the Great Commission in the New Testament. Amen. To preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. Praise God. And baptizing him in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's my commission. Amen. Praise God. I know what he said in Acts 2 and 38. Amen. Praise God. I know what they're building that, amen, doctrine upon in Acts 2 and 38. Amen. But saints of God, we got to go through the Trinitarian, through the Trinity, through the Triune God. Amen. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. But there's three persons in that Godhead. Amen. They have the purpose. And that Holy Ghost, it's of God. He sent here on this earth to convict men. Amen. Of sin and righteousness and judgment. He's the Spirit of truth. We have the Holy Ghost dwelling among us. We have the witness. We have everything we need to live a victorious and a Christian life. That's why I'm fully persuaded. That's why I'm fully persuaded. Amen. For every man, he should be fully persuaded in his own mind. Amen. You know why men's not fully persuaded? Because they don't have the depth of the Spirit, what the Spirit is teaching and leading them to be, and what they are to become in Christ.
That's right.
Amen. That's why we teach the second work of grace, which is the work of sanctification. That's why we go on to let people know, amen, there's a great Holy Ghost to indwell them and to fill them, to be a witness for Christ in this last day church, and through the operation of the gifts, through the power and the witness of the Spirit. We need that power, we need that anointing, and what God has for the church of Jesus Christ. It's not for just the upper room fellowship, but you know why God gave me that name for the church? Because, amen, I believe in full Pentecost. I believe that second chapter of the book of Acts, don't you? And I know that when they get into the upper room, they're tearing and waiting for the promise of the Father. Amen, yes, until the Holy Ghost came. Amen, when there was an outpouring, like a mighty rushing wind, it filled every one of them in the place where they were sitting. They spoke with tongues, flowing tongues like as a fire. It sit upon each and every one of them. Oh, they spoke with tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. Amen, they had the witness and the power of the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, church, the upper room fellowship is a full Pentecost church. Oh, yes, we can go back from the very beginning. Oh, we believe in the virgin birth by all means. Amen, the new birth and what Paul, amen, not Paul, but Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus about being born again. Amen, we believe in the new birth. Amen, the plan of redemption, justification by faith, that regeneration, that new birth, that new experience, that walk with Christ. Amen, through that redemption plan of salvation. Amen, the work of, amen, sanctification, the Holy Ghost, the gifts of the Spirit, the pre-millennium coming of Christ. Amen, oh yes, we believe in all the things and what our church teaches church. But listen, you got to know where you stand. You got to know what God is doing in your life to make you a true and living witness. If I preached about doing, fulfilling the will of God in your life, that's what every one of us should know to do. We're out to do the well-pleasing things that pleases the God, and to do and to seek to do the will of God for your life, and to be the witness He desires for you to be. And I'm fully persuaded that I've been in this thing well over 30 years now. Amen. When the Lord saved me and delivered me, and He baptized me in the Holy Ghost in February 1980. And ever since that night that I received the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God has been enlightening me and helping me to come to know. Amen. As He said no more what He said to Israel in Jeremiah 18. If He told, amen, Jeremiah to go down to the potter's wheel, for there's a work that I desire to do for you. In other words, what He was saying, amen, a work for you upon the wheels. And He told Israel, you're in the palm of my hands. Amen. You're engraved. You're in the palm of my hands. He went on to say, I bear you two eagle's wings and brought you to myself. It's no more when Christ wept over Jerusalem. He was weeping for those. Amen. He came for, He come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, but they rejected Him. They wanted to crucify Him. But He came for all. the Gentile race, and what Paul's commission was to preach to the Gentiles. And they opened up to the Peter in Cornelius' house when we come to know the message and what God has cleansed, not to let you call unclean or common. Amen. God wants to fulfill everything in our life because we know we've experienced it. We've been taught it. We're growing in it. Amen. We're growing by grace every day. And God's teaching us this evening all these things.
Right.
And church, I'm fully persuaded. Amen, amen. In my walk with God, I got my foot on the rock. I got my mind made up. There ain't no man going to change anything about me. I'm set in this thing. It's concrete. I'm established in the faith. I'm not going to be tossed about with every winds of doctrine. Amen. Oh, yes, no. No, no. I'm going to believe, amen, the gospel, the full gospel. The day of Pentecost is still just as real. And God wants you to know, amen, I desire to sanctify you holy and baptize you in the Holy Ghost. Stand with the fire.
Yes.
It's up to you to keep the fire burning. It's up to you, us that has the quickness of the power of the Spirit in us to bring forth a victorious and a holy life. He said, that's why I filled you with all goodness and with the knowledge, and to admonish one another, pray for one another, be a light before one another, be a witness. You know, Jesus said, if you love me, if you're going to keep my sayings,
right.
Amen, that's what you're going to do. You're going to have to love me first.
Right.
If you're going to keep my commandments. That's what I was teaching the children this morning in Sunday school. Amen. What, based upon what Jesus was saying of the New Testament, upon the commandments that hangs all the law and the prophets, as well as we can keep the 10 of the old, Exodus 20, there's no more what Jesus said of the new. To love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and spirit.
Yes.
And the second is likened to it, to love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The love of God is the cure and the remedy of all things. In 1 Corinthians 13, the love, the charity chapter, the Bible. Amen. It's what we need to keep alive, to know that God loves us and we love one another, and pray for them that despitefully uses you and says all manner of evil against you, ones that curse you. Amen. The ones that do you wrong. As the golden rule we mentioned in the Sunday school this morning, do unto others you have them do unto you. And we need to fulfill what God has called us to do.
Yes.
Amen. There's an enlightenment to the Word of God that we need to know, church. Amen. He wants to send signs among us and wonders in the power of the Holy Ghost. He wants to feel people. But you've got to be fully persuaded. Amen. God, amen. There's too many people. Amen. Like you said, it has that winter shade experience. They're up and down in their walk with God. Amen. No more what I was saying in the other service about that. Amen. That double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. In James 1, what are you speaking about? You think that man can receive anything of the Lord? Amen. No, he has a shipwrecked faith. Yes, he does. He can't believe God. He can't stand on his promises. He can't allow God to fulfill that in his life because he's in and out and up and down, not fully persuaded. But I want everybody to upper room fellowship, the few people we have here. I want you to be fully persuaded to be what God is making you are. He said, what, know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, and you're not your own? Therefore, you mean you're bought with a price. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which belongs to God. You're not your own. Amen. Praise God. He has purchased you with his own blood. Amen. Praise God. Jesus Christ being, amen, and died for us and made a way for salvation through the plan of redemption for all men. Amen. But he is the Holy Ghost baptizer. Amen. He's the one that's going to fill you through and through. Amen. He's the one that's going to make you over and over. He's the one that's going to touch your life. He's the one that's going to change. He's the one that's going to make you. If I'm on the potter's wheel, I want God to make me a vessel. Amen. For him in this last day. But I got to be fully persuaded. You know, I work with people over the years. Amen. They never have no roots in Christ Jesus. Amen. When that wind of trial comes their way, it sweeps them off their feet and they're on their way. Amen. They're out of church. Amen. Regular church attendance, I say at times, is the least we can do.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. Three times a week is the least we can do. Amen. To come and to assemble ourselves together to have true fellowship with one another, saints. That's what we desire. That's the longing we have desire to be with God's people. We want to exhort. Amen. Praise God. We want to preach. We want to teach. Amen. We want to live Christ. We want the Holy Ghost to have His way. Amen. I'm fully persuaded. I'm trusting God. I have the experience in my heart what He's done for me. It's a change He's made in my life.
Amen.
He's making me what I am today. And praise God, He's made the change in me. Praise God, He's made the difference in my life. Amen. Praise God, He made the difference in me. Amen. If Paul went on to say, I am what I am by the grace of God, the grace of God is the unmerited favor that we have with God. I didn't deserve, amen, what God's given to me. I deserved hell, amen, because of my sinful ways. Amen. If I died in my sins, that would have been my eternal home in a place of hell. But thanks be to God for His grace. Thanks be to God for His mercy. He's rich in love and mercy. Even when we were dead in sins. He quickened us together by Jesus Christ that we can sit together in heavenly places. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, into the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, thank God, created unto good works that God has foreordained that we should walk in them. That's Ephesians chapter number 2. And we come to know, saints of God, that's what God wants to do. He wants you to be his workmanship. He wants you to do the works that you're offering up in the name of Christ. Amen. Going to places you need to go to give out tracts and to be a witness on your job, to your family, to your, amen, to your co-workers and the ones that you're around each and every day. He wants your light to shine. He wants you, amen, to share what you have. Your testimony is your life, amen, praise God. He said you overcome by the word of your testimony, by the blood of the Lamb. It's to the blood that we are what we are today. It's the change he's made in me. Come on, be the creature he's made you to be in Christ. Amen. These new things he's put in me. This desire he's put in me. Are you fully persuaded? Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind.
Yes.
In other words, you've heard the song, I got my foot on the rock.
That's right. Yes.
I got my mind made up. Papa don't go, I gotta go. Mama don't go, gotta go. Wife don't go, we leave her at home. Sons and daughter don't go, I got to go. Amen. Praise God. That's having your mind made up. Amen. Praise God. That's having your foot on the rock. I know it's difficult. I know it's hard, amen, to leave those behind. But I know ministers that their companions didn't serve God and they ministered and preached this gospel for many, many years and left that, amen, that spouse at home where they come to fulfill the will of God for their life until one day that companion was saved and brought to the grace of God. Knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's why we must carry upon God. That's why we must keep on praying. Because I'm fully persuaded in this thing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I got my roots deep enough. I'm not on shallow ground. I'm on deep ground. I have my roots deep. Praise God. If he said in Hosea 10 and 12 what he says. Amen. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reaping mercy. It's time to break up your fallow ground. It's time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness upon you. Amen. Praise God. Come on, break up some of that fallow ground, that crusty heart. Amen. Let God begin to make you in you. Amen. That you can be fully persuaded. Amen. Praise God. I'm going for God. I'm fully persuaded in what I'm doing. I'm fully persuaded I'm in the will of God. I'm fully persuaded to support my pastor. I'm fully persuaded to stand and support my church and what I can be and what God's making me to be. He wants you to be fully persuaded. Don't be in doubt any longer. God is making you what you are, and you need to be what God has you to be. Amen.
Bless you, man.
You know, a chain is just as strong as the weakest link.
Right.
Oh, does every link make a difference? Does every person in the body make a difference? Everyone has their place. Everyone has their place in the body. Amen. We're in that body. You make up that body. Amen. We make up that body of Christ. Amen. You're not overlooked. Amen. You're loved. Amen. And God will honor those who honor him. And God loves those who first honor him, that he can honor him in return, saying he is the one that is faithful and obeying my spirit in the last day church. Amen. To be a witness for me. That's what God has called you. Did you know that he's called us all to save others?
Yeah.
To lead others to Christ. That's to the wisdom I ask. He said he that when the souls is wise, I say, God, give me wisdom to lead souls to Christ. That's what it's all about. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. It's helping others and leading others, church, and lead them to the cross of Christ. Amen. Are you fully persuaded in what you're doing? Amen. He said, whatever your right hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Why can't we do that in the last days that we're living in? Amen. Do it with your whole heart. Amen. Let God bless you. Sing for his glory. Pray. Seek God. Let God work in your life. Say, God, anoint me. Let there be unction and anointing in my life. Amen. To preach and to teach. Amen. To play the instruments. To sing for your glory. Amen.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, saints, I come to know that the power, listen, the Word of God is the Word of God. A sinner can come up here and he can read the Scripture and the Word of God can take effect. Because it's going forth. Can be from a sinner. He can read the Scriptures. Many sinners have read the Scriptures. Many sinners have referred to other people in their families. Well, I read so and so. The Word of God is going to be a sin that comes. That is due. It's going to be what it is. Hey, remember, what makes a difference when a man is called of God? How can it be called? Not unless God sends him. Not unless you have a preacher. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. But once a man is called by God, amen, praise God. Amen. Once there's an unction and the anointing, amen, with And the congregation needs to be anointed to receive it. Amen. Please stop. You know, there's been a time you sit amongst the church. Amen. Your mind is just as far, amen, away from the message as it's ever been. Hey, what troubles me when a Christian goes home, somebody else says, hey, how was church today? It was good. What did the preacher preach? I can't remember, but it sure was a good message. You know what I'm saying? Amen. That's why when the enemy comes, that's when he comes in. Amen. No more what Paul was giving warning. We know of the great deception of the last day. What Satan, amen, the accuser and all his intentions are to do is to come in as a wolf in sheep's clothing, scaring the flock. That's what he'd like to do. That's what he'd like to do here. He'd like to bring deception every way of false teachings here. But glory to God, I'm fully persuaded. I want the truth. Amen. Nothing but the truth. So help me God. Amen. The book of Proverbs said, by the truth and shall it not. Amen. That's why I'm fully persuaded. I'm not going to do all the with the winds of doctrines of men. I'm going to believe Jesus. I'm going to believe the teachings. The grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The works of God came through the Son. And the same works he was doing, I can do. Amen. Praise God. That's why I'm fully persuaded. Amen. Glory to God. I don't want my mind to stray off the message. I want, amen, to be a message that's going to stir me and to move me and to touch me and to help me. As many Christians not fully persuaded, amen, they don't have their priorities in the right places. Come on now. Amen. They're not seeking first the kingdom of God, all his righteousness. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. We must have our priorities in the right places. We must search our hearts. The Bible teaches us, prove yourself, for you know not yourself. Examine yourselves, prove yourselves, for you know not yourself. How can we know us? Is no more what he says there in Scripture. I believe in James. He said, amen, to be a doer of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. To be a doer of the word, not just hearers only. Shall man behold himself in the mirror and look at himself, knowing that the word of God, amen, it knows all the desires and the intents of the heart. Amen. And the word of God is like, amen, that law of liberty, that mirror that reflects my heart. Amen. Praise God. It affects me. Amen. He said that's why. He said the word of God is quick, it's alive, it's powerful. Amen. Oh yeah, and powerful than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the bind and sunder of soul and spirit, to the joints and to the marrow, is a discerner of the thoughts of the intents of the heart. And we know out of the abundance of the heart, amen, the mouth speaketh, amen, praise God. What defiles a man comes out of his heart. Amen, the heart changed, amen. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. Listen, saints of God. My son was talking about, amen, this is what troubles me. You have a lot of people on the jobs today. You know, you come in contact with all kind of people. Oh, they just want to read their Bible, and they want to just talk about their Bible. And other times they just let those curse words just flow. Bitter and sweet water can't come from the same fountain. They're deceiving their own selves. And they'll be, believe a lie and be damned if they want to go with the broad way. Amen. The word of God's got to take an effect in our hearts. Amen. Now, what if I was to ask you this morning? Amen. That there is a scripture that says there is no God. Now, if the atheists I tried to witness to one time, if I were referred to the scripture, or if he referred it to me, amen, your Bible tells me in one scripture that there is no God. You know what I tell him? I said, the fool has said in his heart there is no God.
Right. Yes, amen.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Amen. Amen. That's why the world will try to lure you and try to let you believe in a thing. And then they want to take the scripture and pull it out of context and build their own teachings and doctrines. No, it don't happen that way.
Right.
We can't add to and we can't take from. Amen. We got to have this full gospel. That's what I'm saying. Amen. I'm full gospel. I'm full Pentecost. Amen. Praise God. Jesus changed my life. He gave me purpose in life. I don't have to read the word of God and share it. I don't have to be argumental over it. I don't have to debate scripture. I don't have to, amen, do this and do that. Amen. Oh yes. I don't have to bring politics into it. Come on now. I just want the word of God and what it says. Amen. I want the word of God to take effect. You know why you preach that way, preacher? Why? Because I'm fully persuaded. It's what God can do in my life. It's not what man can say. It's not what man can do. I'm not following man. I'm following God. The scripture said, I'd rather obey God than man.
That's right. Come on.
Right.
That's where it is.
Right, brother.
I'd rather obey God than man. The apostles were brought up in the book of Acts. They were beat with many stripes. Why? Amen. No more they saying, amen, we'll release thee if you no more teach. In the name of Jesus. But they were beaten with many stripes. Amen. Oh, could they not go out no more teaching, preaching the name of Jesus? Sure, they went out to teach and to preach in His name. They suffered the stripes for His name. He's no more that they wanted to withdraw themselves from all society. Amen. Let's put them in a jail cell. Amen. But Paul was in the jail cell and God was there with him. Amen. We know that God is going to let His word and His ministers go forth. Can you imagine when Paul and Silas, amen, was in jail, the Philippian jailer, amen, being there. Amen. Oh, yes, in the midnight hour, what was they doing? Singing praises to God. Hallelujah. Singing praises to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't it good to know you got a song in your heart? Know you're suffering. Amen. Oh, yes, persecutions are coming. Amen. Trials are coming. Oh, yes, temptations are before you. But I have a song. I have victory in Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, yes. And at the midnight hour, they begin to sing praises. God sent the earthquake. Open up the prison doors. They could flee. But Paul, he wanted to preach anyway. Preach to the Philippian jailer. What happened to the jailer? He wanted to take his own life. He knew what would come to him because of the, amen, the prisoners fleeing away. He wasn't able to keep them in jail there. But praise be to God. Paul had a word for a message, didn't he? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in the house, the whole house shall be saved. How many believes that today? No more is telling Zacchaeus. Amen. Praise God. Salvation is coming to your house today. Do thyself no harm. Amen. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, He's going to save. He's going to deliver His church. He's going to do a work in our life. Aren't you thankful? Amen. If these works are going on. Amen. It amazes me what these, amen, what these young people are doing around. It just blesses my soul. Amen. I've been touched the last few weeks to see these young people stirred for God. I say, God, stir their hearts. Let there be a stirring in their midst. Let the great revival be here. Amen. Let these young people be fully persuaded. Even though when they go back to school, amen, they're hated for your name's sake. Lord, help them to stand. Help them, Lord, to be a witness when all the things come against them to the peer pressures of life and to the things they face in this school society. Lord, let them be a witness. Let them be fully persuaded. Amen. Praise God. I got to go for God. Amen.
Right.
When I was in high school, they had Teens for Christ Club. I was too interested in the rifle club. I was in junior ROTC and we went on to rifle range. We fired rifles. You know, we put on our uniform. We thought just as a freshman in high school, you know, we are what we are. The reason I joined is because I wanted out of PE, which is physical education. I didn't want no part of that. I didn't want to have to deal with that. So I had a choice whether to do that or go into junior ROTC. I went into junior ROTC and, amen, went on to the rifle club and I looked over the Teens for Christ. I can remember some there, and one of my cousins was in the Teens for Christ Club. And I taught them some of them, you know, how they just, amen, take the basics of Scripture and teach them, you know, and all the things, even in the school system. But I'm sure now all that's done gone by now. That's been over 30 years ago. Thanks of God. Amen. Praise God. In the school systems, on our jobs. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? Amen. When your co-workers call you on the phone and ask for prayer, that means something.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yes, when they call you and say, pray for my husband. He's having heart surgery. Will you pray for him? Amen. You know what? It's coming across the paths of life and people know. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just tell this for the glory of God. When I went for an interview, amen, for my security job back in, was it 06 when I started security up at the cliffs there on Highway 11? Amen. Never met the people before. The supervisor on the inside, there was one of the assistant supervisors on the inside. She was a woman. I stepped out of my car. I went in the gatehouse. She turned to her supervisor. I began to talk to him a little bit. We was all talking together. Amen. I told him I was a preacher, minister of the gospel. She turned and looked at him. I told you when he got out of that car, he was a preacher. I knew it when he got out. See what I'm saying? Amen. You didn't have to speak no words. It's in your walk. Amen. Praise God. Can it be in your walk? Can it be in your talk? I say that for the glory of God. But I'm telling you, church, we can be a witness. Amen. We can be that. Praise God. And did you know, after a period of time, my supervisor, amen, I tell you how God works. Can I share that with you? I'm going to preach about almost 12 o'clock. I got to know my supervisor. And he come to be a good old boy. And I got pretty close to him working with him. He was a good man, so quick-tempered man. And when things didn't go right, he let people know it. So things began not to go too good on the job. So it seemed like he was going to have to go. But they moved me to a different location. And he come by there one day, and I looked at him, he rolled his window down, and I told him, I said, I want to tell you something. God has given me a word for you. The word that God gave to me. Going to job, he dipped his old, he had that Copenhagen he put in his lip. Laugh a little bit. Going to a big church, you know, talking about the Lord. He said, what about this Holy Ghost you talk about? I began to explain some things. And there was another Wesleyan preacher I worked with. He started explaining some things. The old Wesleyan church, amen, some of the old Wesleyans still have good standard teachings of sanctification.
Amen.
You know that? And this other officer I worked with, he was in the Wesleyan church. Good man, good preacher. Amen. Just all good old boys working on the job, you know. But over on the counter, he had that grizzly bear, Copenhagen, or what are you going to call it, stacked up where he bought it. And he didn't see nothing wrong with that dipping and the wiping his mouth. You know, a little wrong in that. Now, I was trying to ease in a little bit of sanctification, a little bit of the Holy Ghost. I said, now, when the Holy Ghost comes in, he only is going to dwell in a clean temple. Anything that defiles this body, he's not going to dwell. Anything that defiles the body. Amen. The scripture tells us, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. Which temple ye are. Now if I defile this temple with nicotine, Copenhagen, cigarettes, the things that even the Surgeon General shall put on the label, it's dangerous to your own health. Amen. It defiles the body. Anything that's unclean, it put therein. Amen. And so I began to, amen, you know, some people don't like the thoughts of giving up things. But the Spirit of God can reprove things. See what I'm saying? Amen. When the Spirit begins to bring forth witness. And when, amen, when they know, amen, when it comes from people. Now, I don't know how the man stands today. Amen. He's my friend. And I hadn't run into him since he left the job. He's a good man. Amen. I love him. Amen. Praise God. I want to be a help to him, hoping I'll run into him again. Amen. But he knew something different. Amen. When I give him the word from God, you see what I'm saying? And what God wanted him to know. And he began to share things with me. Amen. And he began to share things with me, praise God, about his life. Amen. I'm telling you, saints, God ordains visits. God ordains things for you to be a witness. But you've got to be fully persuaded what God's done for you and share your testimony, what he can do for someone else. Amen. Praise God. See, people don't understand the work of sanctification, the clean life. They don't understand the Holy Ghost and what the Holy Ghost dwells in. He only dwells in a clean temple. Amen. Praise God. When he moves in, it's the Spirit of truth. Amen. Praise God. We're to please God. We can't defile this body. We cannot defile the temple of God. Amen. Praise God. It's the Spirit of God moves in us. And we're reaching that perfection because we're pleasing God. You know what you brought up, Jeff, about some of those people that wears those bracelets and has that W, what is it? What would Jesus do? You know, bracelets and even on Bible covers and everything else. What would Jesus do? Well, if I pulled up a chair in my gig house, you think Jesus would take that Copenhagen and put it in his mouth and let it run down his mouth and say, I want to help you today, son. Do you measure up your own self? Do you think he would light up a cigarette? I didn't know he had one. And he lighted it up and there used to be so much gun smoke in his eyes he couldn't even see who it was. Come on now, come on now. That's what I'm saying. What would Jesus do about this?
Right, right.
Would he smoke? Would he drink? Hey, amen. Would he partake of the things that defiles our body? No. No, he would not. Amen, glory to God. That's why. Amen. Why are you saying it, preacher? You read it for yourselves. Amen. You read it from Scripture. What the Scripture teaches us. It's not what all together I preach. You go to what he said, cleanse yourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Amen. Amen. Let the holiness work do in you. He said he's not called us to unclean us, but he's called us to holiness. That every man should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and in honor.
That's right. Come on.
Oh, that's why, praise God, that's why I came and I can walk right, spit white, praise God. He's changed me, amen. Say, preacher, why you say that? Because back before I got saved, at Red Band to Mac, I wanted to put my arm on the ground. I have the nastiest, so strong taste that go down my throat, be wadded up in my mouth, I take it out, throw it down. Went to my uncle's one day and stole some cigars. To go smoke the cigars. And went and told him, said, my daddy wanted to buy these cigars. And so he gave them to me to give my daddy. But amen, I didn't take them to him. I took them for myself and my cousins that was with me. And we'd go with them big old cigars, we'd puffing things right in the wood. Till one day, amen, when he comes back, and the man I bought them from, he knocks on the door and said, "Since you've already bought these cigars for me, you want some more of them?" I didn't buy them for him to start with. You see what I'm saying? It's the son that's out here that's in rebellion. It's the son that wants to steal cigarettes from his daddy's carton of cigarettes in his dashboard of his car and has to walk 5 miles to the convenience store to buy another pack to come back and replace the pack I stole. Years went by, and he said, "Son, I knew you got them to start with. I knew you stole a pack of my cigarettes." My brother used to say, "Amen, smoke Salems back in the 70s. I'd slip around and pull them out of the pack. And one day, amen, behind our house, I was puffing away. My mama opened the door, and she caught me. Looked down. She said, "Just wait till your daddy gets back, and you'll about beat you to death." You know what I'm saying? So when I say the Lord saved and sanctified and baptized me into the Holy Ghost, do I still, amen, smoke Salems? Do I still steal pack cigarettes? Do I still go and steal cigars? No, that's the reason I serve Him. He took those things for me.
Oh, great. That's right.
Amen. I don't have to be a smokestack. I can walk in the presence of the Holy Ghost because He gave me purpose in this life. He changed my direction. He changed my sinful ways.
Yes, I agree.
Thank God.
Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, I get down right to the root. Back years ago in the late 60s and 70s when I was growing up, it was a big thing for them to drive them old cars and open up the trunk of the cars. When we go and we go by the Fox driving and watch those X-rated movies. Amen, you pull back, the cover goes over the spare tire and he's all kind of pornography magazines behind that old spare tire. And you go as teenage boys and you go in the woods and you lust after those magazines. Amen, you feast on the garbage. Listen, church, I've been there. Amen. The Lord delivered me from all those such things. He set me free from those things.
Come on.
Amen. He gave me the book. He changed my direction. He said, "Son, it's my spirit that changes you. I'll change your heart. I'll change your mind. I'll change your service to me. I'll make you a walking body for me. I'll make you a walking body." Church, that's been well over 30 years ago. Amen. I've been walking with Jesus ever since. I've been happy on my journey. Amen. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I got to make it to heaven somehow. Why are you preaching that way? Because I'm fully persuaded. Fully persuaded in his own mind. It's not only your heart change, you got to have your mind made up. I'm going for God. I'm going for God. Amen. Don't matter what if or come my way, I'm going for Him. Amen. Are you fully persuaded? I say, do you have your mind made up? Amen. Preacher, I like to hear the Christians, you know, come to church and get saved. Preacher, feed me, preacher. What is that sanctification you're talking about? I got to know what. I don't have no learning. I ain't been in church too much. I got to know where you come from. We got to have some teaching. We got to do something. What is that sanctification? What is that Holy Ghost you're talking about? Amen. I got to have it. I believe it. I hear you preaching. Amen. I read it. I focus on it. But what's it all about? Come on, preacher. Amen. Give me some of this. Give me some of that. Just feed me, preacher. I got to have the fullness of God. I got to have the riches of the Spirit. I got to have it, Lord. I got to have it.
Right. Amen.
But we're living in a society today where much people don't want it. I got to have it, church. I got to go with this thing, don't you? I say, are you fully persuaded? Now, I'm going to share a few more scriptures. I'm going to come to a close. Paul said, "I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed to him against that day." Is that what it said? I am persuaded he is able. How many believe that he is able?
Oh yeah.
Who do you believe the scripture said that he is able to do far and above all that we may ask or think according to the power that worketh in us? Now that's a power that worketh in our lives. Then let me end it with this. You mean Paul was persuaded of all these things, preacher? But this is something right here that always touches me. Romans 8. "That I am persuaded, neither death, nor angels, nor things, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Jesus Christ." That's why I'm fully persuaded. Amen. Hey, look, it's the love, church, He gave to me. It's the change He made in me. Amen. I love Him. Amen. Glory to God. Aren't you glad that you can be amongst the people that believe this full gospel? They believe in the changes that's made in our church. Listen, this is what God has for all of us. It's not just for me. It's for you. It's for all of us. Amen. It's teachings. You know why people don't receive it? They're too ignorant of Scripture. But being illiterate, can't read, can't understand, is no more than I told you about Brother Runt. He couldn't, amen, write his own name. He couldn't read the Holy Scriptures. But he had the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God talked to him. Revealed things in the... When the preacher preached, he could just listen to that word. He sat there and just meditated as he preached, because like I say, he couldn't read it for himself. Couldn't write his own name. He walked in the Spirit so much that when you go talk to him about Scripture, he quotes Scripture to you.
Right.
He quotes Scripture to you. He knew the Scriptures. And when somebody get a little misled on Scripture, he's quick to correct, because he heard it.
Right.
It was hidden in his heart. That's what David said. Hide your word in my heart, that I sin not against thee. Let thy word be a lamp unto my feet and a light. Can I have a witness?
Amen.
I say, are you with me? Amen. Now this is the kind of preaching I was raised on. Come on now. This not be, should not be anything familiar to you, or is it? Is it familiar to you?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Glory to God. Come on, saints. This is what it's all about. Amen. He said, we're more than conquerors through him that has loved us. I am persuaded that neither death or all these things of the present shall be able to separate me from the love of Jesus Christ my Lord. I said, thankfully, man, he's with us. I'm fully persuaded, preacher. I got to go on with this thing. Amen. I got to go on with holiness. I got to go on with the Word of God. You get in the book of Acts. I just finished. I'm in the book of Romans. Finished book of Romans. Going into 1 Corinthians. Amen, saints of God. It's just week after week. You're indulging in Scripture. You let the Holy Ghost reveal truth to you. You're walking in it. Amen. You let the Holy Ghost just feed you with it. That's what we need. Feed me. Feed me.
Yes.
Woo. Amen. I'm fully persuaded.
Amen.
There ain't nobody going to change my mind. Because I know greater is he that is in me. He that is in the world.
Man.
Praise God. But this message is for you. You can do with it what you want. But one day you'll be accounted. You'll have to give an account. Every man shall give an account of himself to God.
Right.
Amen. How many believes that God can have some reviews of our life once we stand before him? That's why when people, when they reject the word of God, they reject the thing. If you're not careful, they're rejecting the truth. It's going to send their soul to hell because they're not willing to accept it. You let the Spirit do the work in your life. Let the Spirit reveal things unto you. Pray over the Scriptures. Hide the Word of God in your heart. Let it birth within you. Let it change within you. Let it make you a new creature. Amen. Old things have passed away. All things have become new.
Amen.
It's a new life. It's a new walk with Christ. Let us stand. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The beloved church. I'm telling you, saints of God, I'm fully persuaded. Amen. Oh, I'm fully persuaded in my own mind. I got my foot on the rock now, church. I've got my mind made up. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got my mind made up now. It's the things of God. It's the things of the Spirit. Amen. Oh, yes. Come on, church. It's the things of God. Can we pray? Say, Lord, help me. Let there be a stirring in my soul. God, I need more victory in my life. I need more of the power of God in me. I need the Spirit, amen, to deal with me. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Do you love him, church?
Yes.
Are you thankful for what he's done for you? Amen. These altars are open for every need that is here. You come and pray where you want to pray. The Lord's able to touch your life. Amen. Praise God. He's able to give you what you need here this morning. Seek him for a deeper walk with him. Let God work in your life. Amen. He can touch you. He can make you what you need to be. Amen. Whatever your needs are. If you hear lost, you need to be saved. If you hear saved, you need to be sanctified. Let God work in you. Let the Spirit of God change you. Amen. If you're going to be a new creature in Christ, let God work in your life here this morning. Amen. Pray.